You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Ding dong, ding dong. Yes. What a lovely, lovely time we're going to have today, ladies and gentlemen, on the TJ and Jody's House podcast. Although the amount of the quality of entertainment you're going to get today, you'd probably be better to call it TJ and Jody's Shack rather than TJ and Jody's House. Because I'm exhausted. I'm telling you, I can't do it, girl. You're getting to go on a vacation. I'm not.
Oh, how'd I know that was coming up?
All right. Well, first of all, we got to take care of business for business people. Josh's Farmers Market, the sponsor of TJ and Jody's House Podcast. I always just want to call it TJ and Jody's Podcast, but it's not that. It's Jody's Podcast called TJ and Jody's House. That's what it is. Oh, it's all yours. In here with your ponytail and your perfect posture.
I'm kind of soft.
Flitting around here. I noticed, though, on the videos that that Mr. Todd puts up on the YouTube, that during the show, you have really good posture.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're watching the videos now?
Well, I see those little clips that the clips that you text us.
Oh, okay. Well, now I noticed that. I was kind of slumping, but okay.
But Josh's Farmers Market is just going crazy selling Christmas trees. It's in Mooresville, North Carolina, and they still are, I don't want to say they're inundated with Christmas trees because that makes it sound kind of like the Christmas trees have attacked them and invaded there. But no, they have a lot of really nice Christmas trees, and they have Christmas wreaths as well that are so beautiful. They're so beautiful.
So pretty.
Christmas wreaths. Uh-huh. And still, always the great produce and big-time stuff going on the weekends and all. That still goes on even in the cold, the activities on the weekends and everything.
People bundle up and go.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They bundle.
They bundle.
You know, that's a buzzword now with the young people, bundle. Yeah, like our cable and internet, it's a bundle now. Oh. Like that, they bundle things.
Bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. Uh-huh. There is a lot of stuff to talk about today because Mr. Todd is here. We have had our dinner. I've paid my debt to Mr. Todd for hanging my TVs on the wall in the new house. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to discuss about that. Jody's going on a big all-expenses-paid vacation to Nashville this weekend.
Yes, I am.
That's why we're actually recording today on a Wednesday. Uh-huh. And we're having to do it in between haircut and or hair, whatever you're getting done with your hair and your nails.
Right.
Okay. So that's why we're recording today on Wednesday, and I have to run an airport shuttle tomorrow.
True.
And she's going on vacation. So she has inconvenienced all of us today.
Sorry.
And so we have a lot of fun stuff to get to, and hopefully it won't take as long as it normally does because I need to get out of here. I got leftover chili and leftover gumbo at home I need to get into.
Ooh, yummy.
So I may eat a chili gumbo
casserole. Okay.
All right. So TJ and Jody's House, more coming up.
TJ and Jody's House.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's House.
Jody's just been complaining during the break because I'm not letting her talk enough.
Golly.
But did you want to do the Josh's commercial?
No.
No? All right.
I can help, though.
You did. Going, uh-huh. Well, all right. Well, what do you want to say about it that you didn't get to say earlier?
Nothing.
Because the last thing I want to do is silence you, Jody.
That's all right.
I never would want to do
I'm
that.
I'm used to it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You're used to my silencing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Who do I sound like?
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So I didn't tell anybody today because I was saving it as material for the TJ and Jody's House podcast. Mm-hmm. But what kind of an old lady thing that you did last night, crazy old lady
oh,
thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I have so much going on in
we could
life.
Save it right now or do it right now. Last night I cooked dinner as I normally do. I'm in there slaving away.
You
I cooked
cook
a
Monday.
Cooked a delicious chili, my homemade chili. The first thing I ever learned to cook when I was a kid, and so obviously I put a lot of love into it. And it's not, you know, I don't like the fact that it's
the story
being,
is about me
being
and
taken
what I did.
Being taken lightly.
Good Lord!
So. I get it ready, and it's piping hot, ready to serve to Her Majesty. And it's sitting in her place where she eats.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Have you seen my phone?" And I said, "No, I haven't seen your phone." So she takes off looking for her phone. Call it. And then I did, and then you started to panic when you didn't hear your phone because it seemed like it was going straight to voicemail. Like
and I got my watch
on.
Too.
Yeah.
To try to locate it, yeah. And it wouldn't even like the locator thing wouldn't come on. So I was like, uh oh. So then, would you like to finish? The
no,
story?
Go ahead. I'm just trying to make your microphone.
So then I was backtracking over what I had done. And I had gone to do the king's laundry before I leave on vacation tomorrow. And so I wasn't paying any attention. And I thought, oh, my gosh, did I throw my phone in the washing machine with that load of clothes? Uh-oh. So I run in there and I stop it. It hasn't started to spin yet. It just was the water was. And guess what? It was sitting there. Sopping wet, sitting in that much water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She threw her phone in the washing machine because she's
it works,
senile.
But the home button does not work. So I had to do a thing on there where you can touch it, like I don't know what you call accessibility or something.
Yeah, because we both have old. Remember the whole thing? We have old iPhones, so our children can have brand new ones. So we both still have home buttons on our phone.
Because I said, well, it'll be fine. And he's like, you are not going out of town without a phone working. And
because
I said,
at the time, it wasn't even working. She said, oh, Lord, it's not doing this. I'm not getting messy, you know, whatever.
Oh, Lord. I wasn't going to get a phone today. Uh-uh. But anyway, so, I mean, I haven't done something like that since the kid. I think Lainey was a baby, and I was so exhausted that I washed a disposable diaper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
You really think you've never done anything ditzy like that since?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's been 21 years.
Oh, yeah.
Close due.
All right. And now, granted, it's not very often that you do.
But
it's getting more and more frequent. Yeah, it's getting more and more frequent.
I know. And then yesterday I came out of a store, y'all. I'm worried. I could not remember where in the world I parked. I mean, could not. I go to a car that I think is mine. It's not mine.
But there are a lot of cars that look like yours.
I know, but what is wrong with me?
Have you seen, if you take out your driver's license, and look at that area right under where it says DOB.
If
that's what's wrong with you.
Problems at this age. Oh well.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm going to be in for it.
Yep. You are.
Oh well.
So,
but if you get really forgetful, the bad thing is that you'll start, it'll work against me because you'll yell at me about something that's not my fault. And then you'll forget that you already yelled at me about it and yell at me about it again 5 minutes later.
Yell at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a hard time.
Yeah. I don't yell at you.
Oh my God.
I don't.
Your whole speaking voice is yelling.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
All right. Anyway.
So she washed her phone. It's working okay now.
Has ever done that?
I've heard people accidentally dropping it in the toilet, but nobody throwing it. But nobody throwing it in the washing machine.
I just threw it in the washing machine. I said, well, it was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Like I'm trying to justify what I did.
Now here's the difference. If I had done that with my phone, if I had thrown my phone in the washing machine or did something like that, I would be distraught over. I would be upset, apologizing. I am so sorry. Now it's going to cost us money for me to have to go get a new phone. She's look. You see her. Well, my phone's dirty anyway, and I envy that. I envy somebody who is that confident in herself and loves herself that much. What she does is just fine.
That's not what I think.
No matter what.
I was trying to make myself feel better. Thank you, because you weren't making me feel better about it.
You know why? Because that chili was getting cold.
It needed to cool off. You will burn my tongue off with that stuff.
The chili was more important than that phone.
It was perfect by the time I sat down and ate it.
I mean, I don't just, you know, snap my fingers and this magic happens in the deliciousness of the kitchen, what I can create. But yeah, the phone was way down a list of important things at that point.
Not in my eyes. I hadn't been done. Get taken care of.
But it hasn't been acting weird or anything, you know.
Just the home button.
Yeah, because I said, you know, our phones were the first model phones, iPhones, that you could get wet.
Thank goodness.
She goes, really? I said, yeah. And then she read something about putting alcohol around the home button and all. And then after she did it, she found another thing that said, don't use regular rubbing alcohol because it has water in it. She's like, oops.
I said, whoopsie.
I already did it. So Jody's going to Nashville. Uh-huh. Is Lainey coming home next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when does Boy come home?
Well, he's coming home this weekend.
Well, I know that. He's coming to hang out with me.
And then he'll be home for good on next Wednesday.
All right. So I didn't realize that they were coming home that soon. What? So it's end of the semester. So Lainey's got one semester left and Aiden's got one semester down already.
Yep.
So
yep.
It goes by fast.
It does.
And Jody has to go, which would be, so that's, what day is that Lainey's coming home? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. So Jody will get there Thursday with her sister so they can both help her get home by Tuesday. Although her sister is going to go back to Louisiana that day.
On Monday.
So, I mean, it's a big job to move a 21-year-old in back home for just the semester break.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's a week's worth of work.
Listen, I'm going to enjoy myself.
I know, and that's why I don't understand why you have a disagreement with me when I say you're going on vacation.
I'm going then. I'm going on vacation. And the things I'm going to do, you would complain and gripe about. You would not want to do it. So I'm going.
Jody.
I'm actually going on a vacation from you. I'm going on a vacation for me because you would hate what I'm doing.
Like what?
What would you hate?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to a restaurant that's pretty girly tomorrow night. We're going to a Christmas theme bar tomorrow night.
I would love that.
Nope.
A pop up?
Nope.
It's a pop up bar?
Yep.
Christmas theme?
Yep.
Oh my God. Todd, how many times have I been talking about lately wanting to go to a Christmas pop up?
All the time.
Never.
They have one that's done like Home Alone.
And I'm going
the
to
Home
that.
Alone house in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina,
no, that's
where
not
we live.
Home Alone? Home Alone's in Nashville. Where
what's
I'm
the
going?
One that they have here?
Just a Christmas thing.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I've been dying to go to that one.
I'm going to the Home Alone.
Yeah, I've been dying to go.
Friday, I'm going to go shopping, and you would hate that.
At the Gulch?
I'm going there. That's one
place. I love the Gulch.
No, you don't.
In Nashville?
No,
oh, God, I love it.
Mm-mm. And then Saturday.
And I'm stand in line to get my picture taken with the angel wings at the Gulch? Are y'all going to do that?
No.
That's my favorite.
Well, we're not.
Oh.
And then Saturday, we're going to Franklin, Tennessee, and they're doing like an old Dickens Christmas on Main Street. So parking's going to be horrible, and there's going to be tons of people, and you would gripe about that.
I would not. I would enjoy that because I would tell, just for the joke, to be able to tell your sister that she needs a Dickens.
And then on Sunday, we're going to
do they have cider at that place? At
the Festival Dickens of Lights, place? And you would hate that. So everything I'm doing, you'd hate.
I couldn't get a Dickens cider at that. At that.
God.
Charles Dickens.
Sick.
Actually, that's... I'm not taking credit for that. That is an old radio show called Bob and Tom out of Indianapolis, and that they did whole thing about
me. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, it's funny.
I've heard it a million times.
Yeah, it's like they...
Stupid.
They bought the Dickens Fruit Company, and they started making cider, so they had their Dickens cider. It's very clever. But anyway, that does sound like something that I would love to do, Jody. Absolutely love it.
I love it. Is that I don't have to hear you complaining or making an 11.
I wouldn't complain about anything.
Oh my God, you would gripe about every single thing.
You act like that I am the worst troll griping, like I'm not even a nice person.
You are a nice person. You don't act like things like that. What would you like in
What in the world do you ever want to do, Jody, that you don't get to do because of me holding you back?
No, I'm going.
Right. And how do you think you're going? Because I'm allowing you to go.
Okay, no.
That's
you
how.
Do not allow
I'm me allowing
to do
you to go. I'm letting you walk away from your duties
right, you live
at
in
home.
World over there.
And no, I'm not going to.
You don't allow me.
I'm not going to have your stuff packed up and on the porch when you come back. I mean,
say, here's my ticket. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. But no, you do make it sound like I'm not sweet at all, though.
You
make it sound like the people that love me, listen to me on the radio all the time, love me in vain. Like they'd be second guessing what, you know, that they like me or not.
You are a sweet person. Do you like to do anything that I just mentioned on that list?
Yeah,
and
have
be
I
honest.
Have I done those things? I've been to Nashville and done all of the.
And did you complain
shop.
About
nope,
it?
Nope, not one time.
You did.
No,
and then you
I
said
didn't.
You didn't ever want to go back.
I said I don't want to go back to that all the tourist thing, the Broadway.
The things I just mentioned you'd want to do.
Yeah, sure. Why would I not? And see, and be able to visit with our daughter and your sister, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your sister is a ball of fun out.
She
is.
She feels the same about you.
I'm not being sarcastic.
No, she is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it. When you're out with somebody that's just so free-willed and has no, no concern about how she... You know, comes across to people without having any
backhand comp. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I would love to be able to go around and live life and not realize what sophistication is or having to worry about, you know, how people are judging me and all of that. She lives a free life that I can only, envy. Mm-hmm. Free from worrying about how she appears to society. I mean, there's a charm to that that I wish I could feel.
Mm-hmm. Must be our siblings because your brother's the same way.
Mm-hmm. He is. Mm-hmm. So, I hope you have fun. I really do.
I'll
miss you terribly.
I'll send y'all
I already
or
miss
something.
You. I already
What's
miss
the videos,
you.
Videos, Mr. Todd. You can put up in my
absolutely.
Adventures.
Yes, please.
Really? I like when I up. Ask you about putting up a video, Mr. Todd putting up a video of you.
And you didn't
want me to?
Yeah, well, I'm going to choose what videos go to Mr. Todd.
Okay.
But I think that would be
she
fun.
Was having fun the other
so
night.
So fun.
A little friend Jenny videoed her having fun, and she didn't want you to put it up, Todd.
That's weird.
After I left?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we were celebrating that y'all had left. We're like ding dong, the nerds are gone. God, get them out of here.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. But I thought that was adorable what you were doing the other night. That could have been on. You know, we could have shown the video.
Okay. I'll send another video.
Because you are cute.
Nashville.
And
things I'm doing in Nashville.
And you can be really funny. You had everybody laughing the other night. People right. were laughing. Mm-hmm. They were like, ha, 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 ha. That Jody, huh? She's a character. She is a card.
Okay.
It's your little ponytail.
I'm sorry for my appearance today.
No, oh, stop.
I'm very busy.
Oh, your appearance is always your number one thing.
All right, move on. Let's talk about dinner.
We'll talk about it if you want to talk about it. What you want to say?
You were going to say something about them coming to dinner.
Yeah, and that
I guess you went the mic to go to talk about how good his food is.
Oh, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one is that? We want to make sure people hear you.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear that?
Uh-huh.
Check.
Blast.
No, it was really good. Not that I was surprised. Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
No, it was really good. It was amazing. Delicious. It was awesome.
Delicious.
Thanks. But Mr. Todd likes the ciders.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The seltzers.
Seltzers.
Yeah.
And I got him a Christmas pack of Truly's new Christmas flavors.
They were good.
And was one of them green apple or something?
The spice.
Yeah, one side said spice baby. And
funny.
Yeah. So he drank those. And
which one was your favorite?
The spice spice baby.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the apple spice one.
Yeah, I don't even know what the other flavors were. Because I didn't look at it. I was drinking beer with the other guy.
No, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun.
Yeah. But we're even now, right?
Yeah,
we're square.
Square.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Your fiance have a good time? I know she hasn't been around me a whole lot enough to know that I like
thought
to go
been
to
around
the,
you enough
go to the
to
edge
know,
joking around.
Yeah.
Even Todd's like,
I'm like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
See?
I was like, but then I was like, oh, okay, it's all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she knows, you know,
yeah,
she knew I was just joking around. Okay, good. I mean, I was just in conversation joking. I wasn't like grabbing on her joking.
No,
I don't want people to think that I was, hey, come here, kiss me. You know, none of that. Wasn't doing that.
You were saying things that weren't maybe right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. I mean, party conversation.
Yeah.
Party fun.
Was it?
I thought so. Hmm. Other people were enjoying it.
About my business.
Yeah.
Well, you've learned to tune it out.
Uh-huh. I really did.
Yeah.
I really did. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, yeah, it's because she tuned it out.
Yeah.
That's why. Not because she had five bottles of wine by herself.
How do you think I tuned it out? That's how I tune it out.
Every time I looked up, she had that corkscrew in her hand. I was like, what?
I'm like, you keep talking.
I was going, how much of that wine is Todd's fiance drinking? And then every time I look, Jody, you know, because she's got those special Christmas wine glasses that she was so excited.
They make everything taste better.
Yeah, and it's not fancy Christmas wine glasses. It's wine glasses that have Christmas things painted on them and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun.
And so she was all excited about that. And, you know.
I've had those for years. I love them.
Mm-hmm. They've been in storage, though.
No, you know, they haven't.
Well, they have.
No, those
they haven't.
Haven't
been. I don't mean storage facility. They've been put away.
Oh, yeah, for the holidays.
Yeah. So she bring when the Christmas decorations come out. So do those.
Right.
And I was very impressed with your decorating.
Oh, thank you.
The house looked amazing.
Thank you.
You got to stay in that microphone.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was festive, wasn't it?
It was. Did you throw that snowman away after I left, or did you keep it?
No, I put it up in my TV watching room, the cool room. It's right
it's
up there.
By the other LSU stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's an LSU snowman that
so
Todd
cute.
Brought.
Yeah.
That he got that from a homeless person or something? He stole it from a.
Look like it.
He stole.
I
We should have brought it.
I was at the Speedway and I saw it, and some guy at the Speedway Christmas light display was selling it, and it does. It looks like it's
but that's part of the charm. It looks like a Louisiana snowman. It's a snowman. It looks like it was built in Louisiana because it's got dirt on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Now that, you know, that's a more, you know, even hostess gift thing.
I heard you griping about that this morning.
What?
Because anytime somebody brings a gift to somebody who's having a party or whatever, it's always something for the woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
in most some men like wine. So when somebody brings wine.
I like wine.
Okay. Well, then that's a gift for both.
But I'm talking about when they bring other things like, you know, home decor things or frames or a candle or something. Those are never for men. But I'm not going to go, you know what I'd like? An LSU snowman? Yes, that's for me. Or, you know, Todd could probably look and say, what do I need to take him that he could actually use? Okay, something to organize tools. Because he has two bags of tools thrown all on top of each other and stuff. That kind of thing. That's a host gift. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you and your fancy friends, though, I like that when y'all go to something at somebody's house or whatever, but usually when it's the women getting together and doing something, y'all really put stock in the little thing. It's not just some throwaway little thing. I got to take something, so let me grab this. I mean, it's always something cool that y'all give each other at these things that y'all can use. I mean, I'm not coming back with a joke. I'm being serious. I know you're sitting there waiting on me to say something, but I'm not. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I guess that's like, you know.
I'm so sad because I'm missing a Christmas get-together with my friends that I've gone to the last 2 years because I'm going to be on vacation. But it's a party a friend of mine gives, and it's called My Favorite Things.
Mm-hmm.
And every woman brings something that was their favorite thing throughout the year, whether it be like a piece of jewelry or makeup or whatever. And then you draw numbers or whatever and get it. It is so much fun. I love that party.
What would your thing have been this year that you would have taken?
I don't know, because I high stress about it every year, so I'm kind of glad I'm not high stressing.
I mean, do they really stick to their favorite thing, or are they worried, like, their favorite? Say if their favorite thing is, like, yours would be those caramel apple suckers, a bag of those things.
Okay, no, you wouldn't take those. Something nice.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So do they stick to what their favorite thing is, or do they stick to what their favorite thing is that's going to impress the other women?
No, it's a favorite thing. Like, last year I got that hair dryer everybody was using with the brush where it makes it straight. It's just like a brush. I got that. The year before I got some really good makeup that somebody loves using. And then they tell you, I mean, it's stuff that you like. Like, I have a jewelry line that I liked last year, so I brought a necklace from there.
I know, but I'm just saying, from the literal standpoint of, is it your favorite thing that you're taking?
Yeah.
Okay. Because somebody's favorite thing literally was the hair dryer with the brush on it. Or it was like, I like this. I have one, and this is what I'm going to take.
Yeah. No, it's like something they've used throughout the year that they love.
But it couldn't be like if they try that new, you know, butter burger at Sonic.
No.
That was really their favorite thing.
Unless you want to give them a gift card.
They could go get that. But they go get it and take it and go, this is my favorite thing. It's a butter burger.
Nobody's doing it. No. My friends aren't doing that.
I know, but that's what I mean. I bet you a lot of them aren't really their favorite things. It's just their favorite things is going to impress the other women.
You always turn stuff into, like, just say, that sounds so fun.
I did.
That's a great idea. And
I did. I said it's cool. I said y'all are cool when it comes to buying gifts and stuff.
Golly.
But I'm just, you know, I look at things, words in their literal sense.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And if I'm thinking about it, there's somebody who has a favorite things, the show type thing they call their favorite things.
Well, we
I
aren't
can't
that.
Remember.
And that is not one of my favorite things.
Is it Oprah Winfrey? Oprah Winfrey has the favorite things, which Oprah Winfrey would never be on my list of those.
Mm-mm,
I would never take Oprah to a party where I'm supposed to give my favorite things. You know what I would take? Your smile. That's what I would take, Jody.
Ah, he's lying.
How could I wrap that up and give it to anybody else? I couldn't. I'm just glad, though, that you get to let other people use it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can share that with the world.
Right.
You could turn the world on with your smile. Mm-hmm. You could take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Jody. With your Christmas nails.
They are. Yep.
So pretty, so festive.
So festive.
Now are you going to get Christmas hair when you leave here? Are you going to tell Miss Vicky to give you Christmas hair?
Yeah, I am. Get some Christmas hair.
Then do I need to Venmo Miss Vicky for your hair?
Yeah, do.
The way you do mine after I get my haircut?
I can't wait to see you do this. I'll tell her wait on that.
I mean, it's only fair if you Venmo her after she cuts my hair. Uh-huh. I need to Venmo her after.
Yeah. Yeah.
After
and then
she
I have somewhere
yours.
I have to go tonight.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
My friend that's next door here,
mm-hmm.
she's celebrating her 10-year anniversary of her purse line, mm-hmm. equestrian purse, Tucker Tweed.
Yeah, she makes purses for horses, which is great. Some people call them saddlebags.
But they are beautiful bags, and she's had her business for 10 years, mm-hmm. and she is very successful.
Yep.
And I'm going tonight for her 10-year celebration.
Yeah. What would you do if I didn't hold you back so much? Griping and being so grumpy and so awful and terrible.
It's going to be fun.
Oh.
Kicking off my vacation weekend. Yep.
Kicking like a horse.
Vacation 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell Miss Jill,
mm-hmm.
From Tucker Tweed?
Yes.
Saddlebags.
It's not saddlebags.
It's purses for horses.
It's not for horses.
What is it?
For ladies to carry.
While riding horses.
No.
No. By the way, Riggins is dying to ride a horse. He's never ridden a horse. And... I told him that Jill could put him on a horse.
Yep.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, right?
Video that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it would
she
be.
Could.
It would be for the for the content
of... Oh, my gosh, I'm coming for that.
...of internets.
Yeah, Jill could take care of that.
Riggins probably wouldn't want an audience there, though, so you wouldn't need to go.
I'm going. I'll hide in the barn. Mm-hmm.
Now, do y'all think that he would ever go through with it? Or
no.
No. Isn't that annoying when somebody says they're into something and then as soon as people, you know, really make it where it's going to happen, they just lose interest in it?
Yeah. Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Two weirdos.
Two freaks.
But, I mean, that would be fun if we get Riggins on a horse.
It would. It would be so fun. Funny.
He might enjoy it. He might enjoy it. He would love it.
What is...
Well, I wonder why he wants to ride one, though.
I don't know. Does he watch Yellowstone?
Mm-mm. No, he doesn't. Huh. I don't know. But anyway, that'll be something we can look forward to, is Riggins not going through with riding a horse. Mm-hmm. Of course.
And Jill would be so good for that.
Like, oh, I know.
She'd be so sweet.
Yes, she would.
And,
she's so sweet and calm for everything.
Yeah.
My God, the woman's a saint. She makes saddlebags for underprivileged horses.
Gosh.
I mean, at-risk horses who would otherwise not have saddlebags, she makes them with her own two hands and at her own expense.
Yeah.
She's a very, very loving and giving person. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so I guess I've got the rest of the day, and you're going to breeze in, or as my mama would say, you're going to run in for a, what was it? You're going to run in for a, what was the phrase? A lump of coal or a chunk? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Meaning run in and right back out.
Yeah. I'm going to come in.
Coal after. Of fire. That's going in like for a coal of fire.
I'm going to come in after I get my hair did.
Mm-hmm.
Pack. And then get ready to go tonight.
Okay. So none of that requires any interaction with me, right?
Nope.
Good. Mm-mm. And then you're going to be gone tonight, and I'm going to stay up late.
No,
wait for you.
Fall asleep every 5 seconds. Hey, what time are you going to take me to the airport tomorrow?
Well, what time do you need to leave for the airport tomorrow? That's
well,
the question.
Well, my flight's at 1:15, and you know it is Charlotte Airport, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
So,
what time can you be out from here?
I can be. We're supposed to do some recording after the show tomorrow for something.
Oh, uh-uh.
So what time do you need? Just tell me what time you need to leave our house.
I mean, I would think I need to leave by 10:45.
10:45. Done.
Okay.
Jody, I've never let you down.
10:45. Yeah.
You got TSA pre?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know.
She said yes, but she wasn't in the microphone.
Yes, but they say that it's, wasn't it Lainey's boyfriend Joseph was telling us that the TSA the last time, a few times he's been, that line's been longer.
Yeah, because people caught on. All you got to do is, you know, take a few hours and go down and pay them $40 or whatever it is, and then you get to go through the.
Yeah.
It's not an elite membership. I mean, you can get it pretty easily.
$87 for however, but several years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good old government.
But I just figure it's going to be busy.
Oh, yeah. It will be really busy. Shaunette, Ace's ex-wife, her mom missed her flight last night.
What?
Yeah, she's flying to Louisiana. She's in a wheelchair, and the guy pushing her in the wheelchair took her to the end of the wrong gate. Supposed to go to E, and he took her all the way to the end of A,
what?
So she missed her flight. Yeah. So she may still be there when you're there tomorrow.
Wow.
So maybe y'all can hang out.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather just get there early and... get something to drink and people watch.
Yeah. You want to just go tonight?
Maybe.
So you'll get a jump on it?
I may just go after I go to my event tonight. I'll just have them drop me off.
That'd be cool.
Yay.
That'd be much easier on me.
Be fine with me.
Because I don't like going into the city anymore now that I don't have to.
I know.
It's dangerous.
He's just a...
Ooh, that city. It's a mean concrete jungle in there.
Oh, my gosh. You're such an old man.
I know. Well, I know everybody's wishing you a good time, even though they won't hear this until after you're back.
It's okay. I'm going to have videos.
Oh, you won't be quite back yet when they hear this Monday.
I'll send you some videos, Todd.
Can we put them in the podcast for Monday? Can we
put them in the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can plug them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll plug them in at the end of this. So that everybody listening or watching, it'll come at the end of the video.
They can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can see my sister.
Yeah. Now, if she doesn't send any that's worth posting, then you're going to have to go back and edit all this part out.
They'll be worth it. Hush. Mm-hmm. They'll be worth it. I'm going to some fun places.
Okay, now here, listen.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Here we go.
No, it's just one suggestion. That's all. Just as continuity director here.
Tell your sister.
What am I going to say?
Not be so loud.
Exactly. Do not scream in the videos because it's like people don't react well to that.
Can I put Lainey in them?
Sure, if Lainey will be in them, I mean
she will. She don't care.
Yeah, but yeah, just your sister though is so. If y'all think Jody is loud,
nobody thinks I'm loud but you.
Let Jody's sister be videoing something. As the video person, as the videographer, and you will be wishing that it was just completely done on mute.
That bad?
Oh. Especially when she's been drinking that yellowtail wine. She's all hopped up on yellowtail.
I'll have her send him a little message.
She's like,
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Todd, I'll play you a video from Jody's birthday weekend getaway vacation thing
that's
that she
different.
Had last year. And
that's different.
It's the same atmosphere. No. Your sister's going to be drinking Yellowtail and whooping, reveling.
No.
She and her husband buy those Magnum bottles of Yellowtail.
They don't anymore. Keep it there. They're on to something else.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What are they on to now?
I don't know.
Franzia.
Because they realized. They were on that first.
Because they realized you can't, when you get drunk, you don't break Franzia. Like you can break a bottle of Yellowtail.
And you know, we're all three staying in Lainey's apartment in her, because she has two other roommates. Mm-hmm. So we'll all be piled up in her room. Should we have a blow up bed?
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure those other girls are going to love that.
I think one of the roommates' boyfriends just got a puppy that I hear is going to be there.
Why?
I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Why would the boyfriend's puppy be there while y'all are there?
It's always there.
Is he going to be there?
I don't know.
That's gross. Isn't that weird?
Well, I'm not sleeping with him.
I know, but still, isn't it weird that you're going to be walking around a small apartment with college boys running around there? And, yeah. Wait, sounds like heaven.
Vacation? Yeah.
Sounds like heaven.
I don't. He does.
Yeah. Would you call that a vacation, Todd? If you, no, wait, hold. If you were going and you had a son and you were going to be staying with him and his roommate's girlfriend was going to be running around there and you're sharing a bathroom with her. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's going to be getting her some eye candy going on there with the young college boys.
I don't look at
college boys. Hi, boys.
It's all right.
Oops, my towel fell.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I love your puppy. So now you see what's really going on here. Mm. All right. Well, go do your stuff. You need to get your hair done.
Yes, I do.
You're going to barely make it in time.
I know.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.